Welcome to the Coaching Conversations podcast. My name is John Foreman, creator of the original Coaching Conversations series and your host for these podcasts moving forward. In case you're not aware of the backstory, Coaching Conversations started out as a series of discussions that I had on a variety of topics with people throughout the coaching community and beyond in the sport of volleyball. I got it going in the spring of 2020 when all the seasons started to be shut down due to the COVID outbreak, and all of us coaches were suddenly left with a whole lot of time on our hands and no volleyball to fill it up. So because we weren't going to have the opportunities that we would normally have to get together and interact with each other, I decided to create this platform where, and after a fashion, we could do exactly that. Just kind of talk shop. So the subject matter was all over the place. If it had to do with coaching and volleyball and or volleyball, it was something I was willing to consider and incorporate into the series. It was kind of a mad rush at that time. I scheduled conversations basically whenever I could get somebody to talk. And so there were times I was doing three a day. I did two a day a lot of times. Was doing double digits per week, and they were interactive in terms of with an audience. I would generally have one or two guests with me, although in one case I think I had six or seven, maybe eight. And then there would be audience members who were on live with us. They weren't on screen, but they could interact by way of leaving a comment or asking a question that fed into the conversation. As a result, they were pretty dynamic events. I think overall, I definitely did over 50. I can't remember the exact count, but there were more than 50 of them over kind of the spring summer period. Moving forward, the shift to more of a podcast format, where it's a once a week, hour long, regular sort of thing, is basically where I always saw this series going. I mean, I knew that eventually we were going to be getting back to something that approached normalcy, which, you know, as I record this, you can argue still isn't the case, but at least we're not all on lockdown anymore. So now, you know, nobody has the time to be doing, you know, a dozen of these recordings per week and just having everything get scheduled. I know I don't, and I can't imagine a lot of people will be able to consume that much material anyway. So moving to the weekly show kind of allows me to spread things out and know that I can fulfill the content requirements and give you a chance to be able to consume it in a reasonable time frame. The main approach is going to still be the same, though. The idea is this is still kind of a shop talk sort of thing. The topics still volleyball, generally coaching specifically. I want these to be conversations rather than interviews or lectures. So relatively informal in style. Just we'll have some idea of, based on the topic, of where to take things, but we'll let the conversation go where it inevitably, you know, shifts along the way as things become interesting or we want to delve further into a different topic. There'll be that one adjustment where I'll keep the programs constrained to pretty much an hour, whereas we used to run long on a regular basis with the attendee questions that came in. The recordings now, at least for the foreseeable future, won't have the live component to it, so there won't be the audience. It'll just be the guests and myself. Eventually, might be able to get back to do the audience thing, but we'll have to see how things go. The other thing is, I was pretty strict about not involving current events in the original set of conversation recordings because I wanted the material to have a good shelf life, to be somewhat evergreen, as they would say. Now, with the podcast, because I think the format is a little bit different, I'm more open to involving current events into it. The idea is still that the focus is going to be on material that'll be of longer term use to people and sustained interest. But at times other things will come in just reflecting the fact that, hey, there are changes that take place in the volleyball community and the athletics community. and in the various ways our sport is played that are going to reflect on the work we do and our involvement in the sport. And that should also be reflected here. So that'll be a shift. It won't be a dramatic thing. This is not going to be a news show. That's for sure. I'll leave that to other outlets to be able to do that. One of the things that I always encourage, and I will encourage forever and ever, and you'll hear me say this all the time, is if you have ideas for topics, if you have ideas for people that would be interesting to have a conversation with, definitely feel free to reach out, send it to me. You can go to the website at coachingvb.com, and there's a contact page. Send it to me that way. If you're on my mailing list, you've got my email address. You can do it. You can get involved that way as well. I'm always interested to hear ideas. Always. Forever. I mean, it's long been the basis of the blogging that I do and developing any sort of educational materials that I develop. And I'm eager to hear what you guys think. And if you just want to provide feedback, that's great as well. In terms of how you can support the podcast, first thing I would say is you can become a patron on patreon.com or patreon.com if that's how you prefer. I want to thank some carryover supporters who have been with me since during the conversations period, the original set of conversations. Avid fans, hopefully I get everybody's name pronounced pretty close to right. Stephanie Armstrong, Dean Turner, Bob, Amir Lugo Rodriguez, Ian Gilbert, George Belanger, Chow Lee, Hakon Larson, Anwar Diuman, and Inguna Manusa. At the fan level, Para Dahlquist, Ina Klosters, Daryl Basterfield, Lauren Anderson, Jonas, James Fitzpatrick, Paul Arriaga, Stephen McCune, Liren Shapiro, Michael Rombaugh, Erica Bruner, Shane Hennessy, Martin Johnstone, Eric Neely, Peter Wong, and Susie Jennings. Some of them are actually people who have been on the conversations as well, which is great. Always great to support each other in these educational efforts and informational efforts. Of course, subscribe to the podcast on whichever system you use, iTunes, Stitcher, etc. The video of the conversations will be available on YouTube, so you can go there and like and subscribe to them as well. All that stuff is great. And like I said, anytime you want to reach out, you can find me at the blog, coachingvb.com, Twitter, which is at coachingvb, Facebook page is Coaching Volleyball. So you can reach me on any of those platforms, and I'll be glad to hear from you. So until then, enjoy.